This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Rimm. Two Twins relief pitchers made throwing errors and Juan Soto homered, and the Mets beat the Twins last night at Target Field 5-1. Justin Topa made one of the errors in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I just rushed a little bit, a little wet ball, but yeah, just one that you make 99 out of 100 times, and just unfortunately tonight just threw it down the right field line.
The Twins are now 5-12 in the season. The same two teams play tonight. As expected, Hopkins native Paige Beckers was the overall top pick in the WNBA draft last night, going to the Wings. The Lynx picked two players in the second round, had a third-round pick as well. They also traded for Carly Samuelson from Washington. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says Samuelson brings something to the team.
The shooting, the hard-nosed, comes, you know, with two coaches that we have on our staff now that have coached her and had hands-on, really, really high on her. Right. And so we're excited. It kind of, you know, was a piece that, you know, we had pursued through a fair amount of the offseason. And then there was finally an opening, and you know, timing-wise, and we had the asset to be able to do it.
On to hockey. The Wild are home tonight against Anaheim, hoping to secure a playoff berth. Minnesota will have rookie defenseman Zeev Bouyum of Denver making his debut tonight, just a few days after losing in the Frozen Four.
Obviously, it's something you dream of your entire life, and that's the goal. I mean, that's the dream, like I said, to play in the NHL and take that rookie lap. So, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to do it, then I'm going to be super pumped and ready and excited to go. But, yeah, it's just still a dream right now, so it's pretty awesome.
The puck will drop tonight at 7 at the X. The Gopher football team has an open practice for fans to watch today at 4:15 on campus. Defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee says the team's learning fast.
One thing we do really well is kind of adjusting to those type of things, and our coaches have done a really good job not only getting us returning players adjusted, but our transfers and our young guys. Every day it's about how can we get better and how can we grow as a team. So we come in here, if we have mistakes, you know, we're going to get them fixed and we're going to grow from that.
This is MNN Sports.